man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Thanks for joining us, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. Here on January 16th, 2018. Thank you very much for being with us, and I hope you'll join us later in the show with a phone call at 800-313-9443. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota. The show is live, of course, always is, and with us, Paul Fromm returned home to Canada. Hi, Paul.
Oh, hello.
And we're, thank you so much, Paul, and we're joined by a special guest tonight. And let me first make sure that our guest is here in the conversation out there in Los Angeles. Are you with us, guest?
Yes, Mr. Kelso, I'm here live and well.
Oh, wonderful. And thank you so much for making the connection. Is Bill Johnson with you right there?
He is. He's in the cage. Do you want a hold of him?
Well, if just for a moment, I would like the chairman, folks, of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, to introduce our special guest tonight, if I may, if he's handy.
Yes.
All right,
okay,
bring him on.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Bill, this is James Kelso.
Hi.
And, hi, say, I thought it would be fitting if you would introduce our special guest tonight to our audience. Would that be okay with you?
Okay, sure, I'll be happy to. Are you online now?
Yes, and first let me introduce you. Yes, we are live on the air, and folks, the voice you hear, many of you familiar with William Daniel Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, and he is speaking to us from his offices there in Los Angeles. Bill, the microphone is yours. If you would take all the time you like to introduce your friend and guest.
Okay, thank you very much, Jamie, or James now. I really appreciate everything you've done for all of these years. I have had come in from Scotland, the director or the main consultant for the Knights Templar, which is a very large and august and growing organization with history stretching back to the Middle Ages. And they've got a lot of members now in the United States, and so they're setting up operations here. So he came in, and the only drawback is he spent 2.5 hours coming through LAX airport. But he's here safely. We're setting up local operations for their. They have thousands and thousands of members in the United States. and it's a big operation. And I want to turn over to him. His name is
before you do,
Houston.
Bill, before you turn it over to our guest, give the audience the spelling of his name, and also if there's a website that they can refer to, if you do that.
Okay, I'll let him give the website. It's Knights Templar International, but his name is Jim Dowson, D-O-W-S-O-N. And I think, see, much of my business, I translate from Japanese into English and from English to Japanese. And it's very hard to do simultaneous translations in Japanese because in Japanese, the verb comes at the very last, and in English, it comes early on. So James, when I give you over to Jim Dowson, if you can't understand what he says, the audience can understand, I want you to do simultaneous translation because he's going to be speaking in Scottish. And so it's very hard to understand. But I'm going to give you over to
Bill,
him.
Bill, yes. I am a Scot, and so I should be able to rise to the occasion. And I don't know if you knew this, I took Japanese in college.
Oh, did you? Well, very good. Well, this will be easier to simultaneously translate. But I tell you, your audience is really going to have to pay attention because some of his English really gets hard to understand. But let me give you over to really probably one of the most successful organizations in our movement in recent history. So this is Jim Dowson. Jim, this is Jimmy Kelso.
Hello, my fellow Scot. Excuse me speaking in the foreign tongue of the English, so it may not come out too well.
Well, thank you. You know, Jim, my last name is Kelso, and as you know, there is a town in the borders there, Kelso, Scotland.
That
and
is?
Yep. And my ancestors, the Kelsos, our daughters and sons married the daughters and sons of the Bruces for centuries.
Excellent.
So, Robert de Bruce is my grandfather.
Well, you know, most hillbillies in America are also, they call them Scotch-Irish, but they're actually Ulster Scots. And they originally came from the border areas, the border reavers. My wife's family, my own family come from that lineage. And pound for pound, I still think we're about the best you'll ever get in the white race. But I'm biased.
Well, and you know, those Scots comprised 40%. They lived in the hills, the Alleghenies and the Appalachian Hills of colonial America, and those Scots comprised 40% of George Washington's army.
Yeah, the Cornwallis called them the Black Robe Presbyterian Regiments of Washington. You see, the English would have won that war if they hadn't have done the stupid thing of rattling up the Ulster Scots by attacking the Overmountain men. And that's where the English came a cropper, because once the Ulster Scots, the Scotch-Irish got involved in the War of Independence, well, that was the end. That was the end of the English domination. So I'm very proud to belong to that particular brand of our people. I'm extremely proud of it. And let it be known that even today in Belfast, we have wall paintings in the poor areas, the young kids. They paint huge paintings to honour our Ulster Scots ancestors, our people in the Appalachians, and some American leaders like Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. These people all came from County Antrim, County Tyrone in the north of Ireland, and we still remember them, and we still celebrate them. So there's a much stronger bond than probably most Americans realise. We do feel like the affinity. You're our cousins, you're our blood, and you know, we're just so sad to see America going the same way as Europe has went.
Yes, and the connection of kinship that we're feeling more and more between Americans and our European cousins is a very good thing. And also the feeling of kinship that over in Europe that you Europeans are feeling with each other, it's really a new thing. And it's a great, great improvement over our long, long history. And, of course, the Knights Templar have really charted this history. Very mistakenly, white folks have gone into war after war after war with each other when we needed to protect ourselves as a group, as the Knights Templar did.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you the website address in case anybody listening wants to have a quick look at it while we're talking. It's www.knightstemplar.com. ktorder.com.
Okay, ktorder.com. Folks, I can hear you all typing right now as you go to Jim Dowson's website.
And we're not, people need to watch, because there's several Knights Templar groups in the world. One of the, in America, is often associated with the Masons. There is a Knights Templar group within the Masons, but that's not us. We ain't Masons. And the other big Knights Templar group are connected to the United Nations, and they're very liberal, and basically anybody can join. That is not us either. We are very true to the original principles. We are a militant Christian order. We make no bones about it. We are militant. We've had people on the ground in Syria, people on the ground in Iraq, people on the ground in the Philippines, and right now people on the ground in Kosovo. In fact, in the last 24 hours, one of our good comrades was assassinated by Albanian Muslims outside his office. He's an elected representative, the leader of the Serbs in occupied Kosovo, and he was shot dead today by political rivals during the peace talks in Brussels. Well, the Kosovo and Albanian Muslims are trying to do a deal with the Christian Serbs, and this was the response. They murdered the leader of the Serbs. So,
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Your readers, your listeners would be very interested to know, because I'm just back from there. When you went to Kosovo, all the new mosques, and there's literally hundreds of prefabricated mosques that are getting put up every month, all the mosques fly the Stars and Stripes, and every Muslim enclave has banners across the road, "We love America." Yep.
Oh, okay. The I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry to hear about your comrade that was slain. Did you know him personally?
I didn't know him personally. Some of our lads knew him, and we took a huge consignment of bulletproof vests and tactical equipment and comms equipment just a few months ago. We took them in Kosovo, which is quite hazardous. I was on that journey. I was on that convoy when we took them in. And, of course, the Western media wanted us arrested. You know, they tried to imply that they were supplying arms. Look, taking arms to the Balkans is like taking arms to Texas. There's no need. Communications equipment and sophisticated modern stuff is needed, but you don't have to take arms to Kosovo, believe me. But it's a strange thing, because these people, they stole part of that Christian country, and it's a very sacred part of Serbia. And they did it with the United Nations assistance. Britain and America, in the year 1999 and 2000, actually bombed a Christian capital. There is no capital in the white world as Christian as Belgrade. In Britain and America, we bombed that city. We dropped more bombs in it in a month than we dropped on Baghdad. Fact. And if you go there, you can still see the buildings of the bomb damage. You can go to the graveyard and visit the men, women, and children, civilians who were killed by our NATO forces. Why? Because the Serbs dared to fight back. They dared to take on this part of the Kalergi plan, part of the plan for the UN to break up our Christian country. They fought back, and we bombed them. That happened. And, you know, if you go there, you can imagine Americans are not particularly well thought of. And the Muslims love America, as I say. They see fundamentalist Saudi-financed Wahhabi mosques flying the Stars and Stripes. It's something you really need to see. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. But that's a reality, and that is in Europe today. That's happening. And these people, these bandits, who've stolen this country, are only kept in power, because let me tell you, the Serbs are the most fearsome people we've got on our side in the whole world. They would clear this nest of vipers out in about 24 hours flat. But they can't, because NATO have troops there, and any time they even cock a rifle, we bomb them. And this is wrong. This is morally wrong. Britain and America and Germany and France really need to hang their head in shame. The governments, not the people. The governments are an outrage. And I think the more American civilians and people know what their government is actually doing to, abroad in Serbia to Christian people, perhaps then they can start putting pressure on their elected representatives to say, why are we doing this? Why are we killing Christians who are fighting back against Muslim aggression? Why? What's the answer to this?
Yes. And, you know, someone speaking of Serbia and that horrible war, for which we do have tremendous guilt, and we need to make amends for that, we'll definitely have to connect you, Mr. Dowson, with one of the directors of the American Freedom Party and our foreign secretary, who is Tomislav Sunic, Dr. Tomislav Sunik.
Yeah, no, I met him about 4 or 5 weeks ago in Brunei, the Czech Republic. Lovely man. Excellent chap.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're way ahead of me. And yes,
he's a Croat now. It gets a bit sticky now because he's a Croat, and the Serbs and the Croats hate each other's guts. And, well, I did say to them, look, lads, you know, one of the main jobs the Templars do in Europe is we pull together white people who are trying to kill each other. And we do it in every country in Europe, and we've been quite successful. And, we do pull together Serbs, and we have had Serbs and Croats and Serbs and Hungarians, because they also hate each other. We actually had them all in the same room, and we've said, basically, look, I've got the key. You're getting locked in this room. We ain't letting you out until you come to your senses, because we do not have the luxury. And, you cannot tell people who have had hundreds of years of killing each other just to forget about it. That's silly. But what we do say is this. Okay, we understand the difficulties. But what we have to do is unite, fight the current and danger that's facing us, and then in 200 years when we've defeated everything that's against us, then we can go back to fighting each other in peace. I say that tongue-in-cheek, but sometimes it's the only way to get these people understanding that they don't have the luxury now of fighting each other. Those days are gone. But we need to unite, or else we won't be here anymore.
Well, it's wonderful that you met up with Tom Sunik in Brno, Czech Republic, and I'm sure even if you talk to Dr. Sunik for 5 minutes, you learn from him that his whole career has been spent championing the idea that Europeans have got to stop fighting with each other, including that rivalry you just mentioned between the Croats and the Serbs. And one of the things Dr. Sunik loves about America is that we've dodged that. We've escaped that largely. So we don't have that ancient historical rivalries that are, you know, all over Europe. And of course, in your homeland of Scotland, there's the ancient rivalry with the English.
I was just about to say, brother, I was born in Scotland, but I grew up and spent nearly all my life in Belfast, Northern Ireland. And I'm a Protestant, and I served as I was a combatant against the IRA, because they're Marxist, they're not Catholic, they're Marxist, and I was a combatant, and I have been wounded, I've been imprisoned, make no bones about it, I'm very proud of the role I played to defend our people against the Marxists. And, you know, last week the Templars actually got in the room, first time ever, something the government has never achieved. We got proper Irish Catholic nationalists, not Marxists, decent Irish Catholic nationalists, and Ulster Protestant British people, young people, all together in the one room having a conference on how we can work together to save Ireland. And that is that's one of the biggest achievements I've ever achieved in my life. To have these people who come from a very recent conflict and a very vicious conflict, young people, actually sitting in the room talking, sharing a beer together, and actually discussing how they can come together for the common good of Ireland, North and South. And if we can do it, and we just stopped killing each other recently, if we can do it, the Serbs and the Croats sure as hell can do it, and other people in Europe have to do it.
That is wonderful to hear. And just to give you a little more detail, I'll take you out of the borders in Kelso, Scotland. My ancestral Kelso, who gave me my name, and my ancestry did come to America from Belfast, Northern Ireland, just as so many other Ulster Scots did. Yeah. Well, the
good blood. I'm looking. You've got a good pedigree.
Thank you. The looking at this wonderful website, folks. It's let me repeat it for you. It's you can type in. Type in ktorder.com during the break. Read up, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When this war is over, it will be but a day.
We're back, folks. And we are very privileged to have as our special guest, brought to us by the chairman of the American Freedom Party, Bill Johnson. Brings us our special guest, Jim Dowson, who is a member of the Knights Templar organization. And the website that you could be looking at as we speak is KT for Knights Templar Order.com. I'm on that website now, Mr. Dowson. And I'll tell you what, this is a, you mentioned the history of the Knights Templar going back to the Crusades, and to the time at which Jerusalem was retaken by the Christians. And you mentioned that the king of Jerusalem gave conferred special honors on the Knights Templar. And let's see here. We've been talking a little bit about our shared Scots ancestry, but I'm just this is happening to me right now as we're looking it up. I didn't prepare for this. I did it during the break, Mr. Dowson. But I looked up my own ancestry, and the Count of Anjou, Fulk V, who lived from 1082 to 1143, is my 27th great-grandfather.
Wow. Fantastic.
And his son, Baldwin, that you just mentioned, King Baldwin, is my 27th. Yes, he's my 27th great-uncle. His brother is my grandfather. But his father, the Count of Anjou, Fulk V, who died in Jerusalem, and whose body is there, I believe, is my 27th great-grandfather. So I think I'm in line to become a member. I better get my registration in with you, Mr. Dowson.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the website, if people look at the website, they should look at the section up the top that said what we do. Now, obviously, we can't do everything up there because in Europe, even for supplying bulletproof vests, is classed as some kind of act of terror. So we don't have everything on the website we do. But in the what we do section, you'll see we have missions in Syria. We've met the Assad government. We're very embedded with a lot of governments. And if you Google my name and Knights Templars and New York Times, we made the front page of your main fake news channel, the New York Times, who blamed us. They blamed us for Trump being elected, because one of the things we do as a modern order is we run huge social media sites right across the world. And we had about 30 guys, 30 young Europeans, Hungarians, Serbs, Brits, Irish, during the Trump election campaign. We were the guys punching out all the emotive memes. We were producing thousands of them per week. And we were reaching at one point 70 million Americans per week. And of course, the New York Times got wind of this, and so did the BBC, and they took us apart. I mean, you were talking about in your advert there, the break, losing funding. We were kicked off all the platforms. We were kicked out of Stripe, kicked out of PayPal, kicked out of all the payment portals, because obviously the establishment said, we don't like this. But yeah, we made the front page of the New York Times. So we're very proud to have assisted in the election of Donald Trump. I know he's got a lot of faults and a lot of failings, but by goodness, he's head and shoulders above anybody else out there. And, you know, at least he's trying to do something for Americans rather than pleasing the rest of the world. And he says America first. We agree with him. For America, America should come first every time.
Well, and, you know, keeping the Scottish connection going, I'm sure you're aware of this, but Donald Trump's mother is a MacLeod, who was born in the Outer Hebrides, born in Stornoway, and she, I'm a MacLeod myself, so I'm a cousin to Donald Trump, but the folks, those are the islands off the northwest coast of Scotland and just north of Ireland itself and Northern Ireland. But the a great story about Donald Trump's mother is that she grew up, her first language as a little girl was not English, folks, it was Gaelic. And she learned English as a second language. So imagine.
It's still the same today. Most people up there speak Gaelic as a first language.
Well, and so imagine, folks, the influence that, and of course, little Donald Trump, we know from his discussion of his mother, he was devoted to his mother, who's no longer alive, neither is his father, Fred, who had German ancestry. But imagine little Donald Trump. He must have heard lots of Scottish Gaelic phrases as he grew up as a boy in Queens, New York, from his Scottish mother, who was born in Scotland. I'll come up with a year here that she came to America. But that's a great connection between our two.
Let me tell you, the MacLeods from Skye are notoriously hardworking, tough. My goodness, they're as tough as old boots. So his mother would have been a very, very tough and formidable woman, I can assure you. The MacLeods are noted. I mean, I know lots of MacLeods, and they all have a strange characteristic. They are bullheaded beyond belief. Beyond belief. You can hit them with a hammer. They'll just come back at you every time. So, you know, his mother's blood is standing him in good stead with job he's got at the moment.
We'll come back, folks, talking about the Knights Templar. What a great organization. Stay with us, please.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Any man can be a fool. Well, we are honored to have as a guest Mr. Jim Dowson, who is representing the Knights Templar, an organization whose website you can see at ktorder.com. And you'll see all sorts of buttons there on the ethos of the Knights Templar, the history, what we do, publications, how you can join. Let me ask you that, Mr. Dowson. You have members around the world. Where are you strongest, and how could an American become active or participate in the Knights Templar?
That's a good question. We're strongest, obviously, in Western Europe. We're strongest in the UK. And outside the UK, Poland, Hungary, and then America. We're very strong in America. We have about 4,500 to 5,000 members in America right now. And
wow,
it's quite easy. The way we operate, you don't have to exclusively belong to us. We encourage people from other groups to join us and then go back into their own groups with a better understanding of history, of duty, and make the groups that they are already in better. We've no ideas of proselytizing people. This is not the way. The Templar way is to train men up in everything. We have training courses on video journalism, obviously military stuff, but mainly practical stuff like putting together databases, how to run organizations, public speaking, dealing with diplomats, all of that stuff. And then we say, go back to your own organization as a Templar and impart that knowledge to your comrades to make your organization the best organization it can possibly be. And we also have organizations who, when they work with us for several years, and we know they're good, decent, we then present them with a Templar battle standard because, look, let's not kid ourselves, my friend, that we're going towards a war in the West. And I mean West, and include everybody from our people. We're heading towards war very quickly. So we want to make sure when people hit the streets, militias will form, as they did in Serbia, they did in Ireland. We want to make sure that, because these wars throw up bad militias. Those bad men make a lot of money from war. We want to make sure the people we back and the people who are in conjunction with the Templars have a symbol. So when people see that flag, that black and white flag, Busan with a red cross on it, doesn't matter what organization is holding it. The people who see that know whoever's holding that, whatever organization they're called, are a good organization, decent, honest, and trustworthy. So that's how we operate. It's like a franchise. It's like a brand, a stamp of approval. So we're not interested in sucking people out of other organizations. The very opposite. We want to inject people into organizations with a good ethos and good training.
Well, as you were speaking, may I call you Jim?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Jim Dowson, folks, while you were speaking, folks, let me tell you how easy it is to participate with the Knights Templar. You'll see a button that says join. I joined while you were speaking.
Oh, excellent.
It's really easy, folks. On that button, just put your information. And then I made a paltry donation of $50. And put a credit card number down, and there you go. It's as easy as that. I did it while you were speaking.
And you'll get a nice certificate sent from Edinburgh in a box, a presentation box, with your membership card and your certificate, and it's a very nice package. But it should actually cost the US dollars 89, so I don't know how you've done that. But
there are boxes here, $10, all the way up to $1,000, so I just put a dot in $50.
Wow, I wonder how that happened. I don't know. I'll have the techie guy looking at it. Who knows? But it's normally $89 a year. That's what it costs people. And every year they get a new package. They get a new certificate. They get the stuff. And it's important, you know. And we also do regalia and things like this. It just depends what you try and get out of it. Most Templars nowadays, because of work and because of family, they can do very little on the ground, apart from influence their friends and relatives. There's some guys with more time in their hands can volunteer to do far more. But again, we've got diplomatic wing, we have a technical wing, we have various things, and we do training courses free, and we never charge for anything. We do youth training courses because it's very important that our people get up to speed with the tools that George Soros provides, and that has been able to report proper news, what's happening to our people. But not only that, to get it to the widest audience as quickly as possible. So this month we're running some video journalist courses in Berlin, where young kids can learn how to do things now with these smartphones. They can video an incident and upload it to our platforms. We can reach tens of millions of people per day, and we have a network of people who are friendly with us, and they will share it. So we can get the news that the mainstream media hide, we can get it to tens of millions of people within an hour of it happening. And that is, you know, right now we don't need AK-47s. Right now we need technology. AKs will come later. So we need to get our people fully conversed and fully trained in modern means of communication, because the opposition, they're very well up to speed on it.
Tell us more about your membership now in the United States. Just went up to 5,001. tell us, for folks, now we have listeners all over the world. So we do have some listeners in Scotland and England, and you mentioned also Poland, Hungary. We have listeners there, but most of our listeners are in America and Canada. And just give them an idea, are you active all over the United States? Are there any particular areas where there are more Templars than others?
Typically, and we find this even in England, people who join political things or right-wing things tend to come from a Celtic, Irish-Scots background. So, in America, we're heavily concentrated in the South, Appalachian Mountains, amongst the Ulster Scots. And we've got a lot of members also in Texas. That's our main points, is the south, southern states and Texas. That's where we're particularly strong.
All right, so that gives you folks out there an idea. Oh, I just got a message, Mr. Kelso. Thank you for your donation. So I'm now a Templar, folks. And the
excellent.
I think I may find out that I've been a Templar before, that our roots go way back there, folks. And the Knights Templar, meaning that my ancestors probably fought alongside the Knights Templar. And so this is going to be quite Yeah, this is going to be a voyage of real self-discovery. Walk us through, you've talked about what you do, and I notice a publication here, Crusader Magazine, and Intelligence Reports and Heritage. Are these things that people can, that can be mailed to people? Or that
we do. When you're a member, when you join, we mail you out a magazine. Four or five times a year, we email you out the Crusader Magazine. And we also email out, we actually physically post from Edinburgh, it costs a fortune. We email out four or five magazines a year and a very thick 36-page annual report because we're a Christian order and we take stewardship very carefully. So we send out an annual report every year. And it's very important, especially for our American brothers, because we are an order. There's a council of nine who run the order. We don't have voting. We don't have an AGM, and this is quite strange for Americans. They say, what do you mean? How can you be part of something you've no say in it? Well, we're a religious order. We don't run it as a democracy. In fact, we reject democracy as we see it in current format. It's not the way democracy was ever planned to work. So we have nine very eminent people who basically run the order. They set out the agenda, they send the orders down, and people like me follow it. And that's what an order is. Now, that's quite a difficult concept for many Americans to handle. So we do produce an annual report. We do produce the magazines to make sure everybody's up to speed to what's happening. But it is. It's a very old-fashioned and conservative order. But the clue's in the name. We're an order. We're not a society. We're an order. And people obey orders. We don't question them. We obey them. And I know some with a terrible... terrible trouble sometimes from American members who say, how can this be? And I suggest, well, if you think democracy is good, I would suggest you look at America today, the mess that both parties have actually made of this country. So if that's held up as an example of how democracy works, no thank you, we'll stick with a council of nine.
Yes, and I'm as you spoke those excellent words, I'm looking further into the website, and now I'm finding, to clarify, folks, the $50 donation that I just made is distinct from actually being accepted as a member. So I'm
Don't worry. I've spoke to you. I'll vouch for you. We'll put you through. Don't worry.
Well, yes. Consider my application on its way, folks. But you'll find under the join buttons at ktorder.com. There are procedures for joining. And I like that you're very, you're careful about your membership. It's wonderful. And I think folks who listen to this show, you will find that you will qualify to be a member.
We have a system. I should explain that. When you join initially, you join as an affiliate because we don't do, you know, at that stage, we don't have the time or the resources to do very, very stringent security tests. But when you're an affiliate for 6 months, then you can ask, at no cost, to become a fully sworn-in Knight Templar. And you will be knighted in a Templar church with proper clergy. If you're Protestant, it'll be Protestant clergy. If you're Catholic, it'll be Catholic clergy. If you're Orthodox, it'll be Orthodox clergy. And in front of your peers. Now, sadly, at the moment, the only genuine Templar churches are in Europe or the Middle East. So last year, we had a very good ceremony in Europe, and about a dozen American brothers came over. They found it absolutely fascinating, and we have this on the What We Do section. You'll see them all being sworn in Budapest. And you become an official Sir Knight in the Templar Order. Your name is added to your official military role. you were given a berry, a black military berry, because we're not a dressing-up club for middle-class white guys. We're a military order. So you're given your robes, you're given your military berry with the dead skull on it, which people keep thinking is SS. It's not. The Templars invented that, the skull and crossbones. It's called the Skull of Sidon, with the Latin writing, Templae Christus, which basically means soldier of God. So that's all presented to you in church, but at the moment it's only in Europe. However, the reason I'm in America right now is we're looking to purchase a old church in America that we can make the American headquarters, the American priory, and then we can start doing oath ceremonies in the USA for the first time ever.
Yes, and folks, to refresh your memory, you've all seen images of the Knights Templar. Call to mind pictures of mounted knights with a great white robe and cape and a red cross emblazoned on their shield and on their robe and cape that they wear. And those are the Knights Templar. And here's an interesting, here's a little, some of the wording on the Knights Templar website. The most significant and basic element of chivalry is the willingness to self-sacrifice. It is this element that is the fundamental demarcation line between the bourgeois mercantilist view of the world and the chivalrous view of the world. And I'll skip down. The willingness to sacrifice places a knight in the realm of pure spirituality as someone who has transcended the secular sphere of materialistic cause and effect relationships. It shows a knight's willingness to overcome pride. A knight always looks upon interest and benefit, the two sad achievements of the modern society, with contempt and indifference. And then there's some history here. Key to understanding, there's a description here of the Battle of Kosovo. Very good write up there. This is very, very instructive reading here, folks. That you'll find at ktorder.com. Well, Jim, take me anywhere else you would like me to go. I've tried to ask a few questions here.
Let's go to the Battle of Kosovo. Let's go to the Battle of Kosovo, for example, 1389. Now, as a British person, up until recently, I didn't know anything about it. I'm quite sure most Americans know very little about it, if anything at all. The Battle of Kosovo was fought in this very sacred part of Serbia called Kosovo. And it was as the Ottomans were pouring into Europe, the Serbians sacrificed themselves. And I mean sacrificed. They lost 90% of their men that day. They stopped the Ottomans for 100 years. They stopped them in that field in 1389. Now, because of NATO, that area is now again in Muslim control. There is a monument there, which is horribly neglected, overgrown, is guarded by troops, Muslim troops. But we went there. We went there last year, and we went there with our robes, and we just went by the Muslim troops, and we unfurled our battle flags, our battle standards, the Busan, and we held a religious service there, and we gave thanks to the sacrifice of our ancestors. And the Muslims were most upset about the whole thing, but they didn't do anything because K4, the NATO forces are also there, so they couldn't really do anything to us. But to stand there in a field where tens and tens of thousands of our ancestors willingly sacrificed their lives, knowing that they could not win the battle, but actually gave them their lives for the protection of all of Europe, not just for Serbia, for all of Europe, because if the Ottomans had broke through in 1389, the whole of Europe, which would mean everybody in America also would have been Muslim. In the 14th century, we'd have all been Muslim. That's a fact. So we all of us collectively, we all owe these people a great debt, a huge debt. And at that battle, there was also, which for Tom, you mentioned, there was also many, many noblemen and tribes from Croatia also fought side by side at the Battle of Kosovo. Serbs and Croatians fought against the Ottomans and stopped them with great self-sacrifice. So I think this is a lesson for our modern times, that winning a fight is not necessarily the primary factor for engaging in a fight. we have to engage in the fight because it's the right and noble thing to do. Whether we win or whether we lose is not our business. That's up to God, and we will answer about that when we meet him. So sometimes you just have to fight. And, you know, nowadays we're so concerned about profit and loss. This affects our even our moral judgments. Should you enter something if you can't win it? Yes, you should. If it's the right thing to do, you should do it. And if we perish in trying to do the right thing, it will set down an example that our children and our grandchildren can follow in years to come. So that's my message for today, is people really need to stand up for what's right, regardless if they're going to be kicked into the ground for it. Just stand up and do the right thing.
Well, wonderful words from Jim Dowson. We'll prevail upon you to take a couple more minutes of your time,
yeah.
Jim. We have one more little short segment, a chance for you to give a final word to our listeners. Stay tuned, folks.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my...
We're back, folks. We're back and up. Mea culpa. I apologize to Paul Fromm. I was so interested in what Mr. Jim Dowson has been telling us about the Knights Templar with 5,000 members in the U.S. Paul, I forgot you were there. That's terrible. Shame on me. But folks, Paul Fromm in Canada, our international advisor to the American Freedom Party, and Jim, Let me introduce you to Paul Fromm, quite a knight himself in the international scene.
Yeah,
Paul, nice to meet you, Mr. Fromm.
Yes, can you tell me, are you active at all in Canada?
Yes, not as active as we are in America. I think in Canada we've got about 400 members.
Oh. And do your members meet in local chapters?
Infrequently. This is the problem. This is why we need to put some roots down on the North American continent, because we don't really. It's quite difficult because the French, you have the French in Canada, the French speakers are a wee bit exclusive, so we have like two different things in Canada. We have the English-speaking people and then the French. So we're working on a plan at the moment to try and reconcile that, but it could be difficult.
Yeah, well, of course, it's a kind of a historical fault line, but I'm very intrigued that you're able to get Protestant Ulstermen and Catholic nationalists together. That's quite an achievement.
It was a great achievement. Yeah, it was it. And you know, it was so funny because I was very worried about it. You know, I thought, oh my goodness, we might end up having to pay this hotel a lot of money after they all kill each other and wreck the place because, you know, they love fighting the Irish, both sides. And I thought, well, when I seen alcohol being produced, I thought, well, that's it now, isn't it? That's going to be a riot. But no, they were very, I mean, they were so, it was like cousins meeting each other after a long absence. They couldn't have been any friendlier with each other. So we're going to build on that and help the real Irish nationalists reclaim the country. Because what people don't realize is Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams, Sinn Féin, you know, they fought this ticket, get rid of the English, Ireland for the Irish. They're the very people who are bringing in the immigrants from Africa. Gerry Adams is the head of the African Immigration Council. You know, and any real Irish nationalist who dare speak out, the IRA send the heavy boys round and beat them up at meetings. This has happened. If you Google it, you'll see it. Nationalists being beaten off the streets of Dublin, not by the Brits, but by Sinn Féin paid thugs. And so we're more than happy to help real nationalists.
You know, that's very interesting because there's exactly the same trend among the so-called Scots nationalists. The only nationalism, the only goal they have is that they don't like the English. That they're all for third world nation. And it's the same with the Quebec nationalists. The Parti Québécois and the Bloc Québécois.
Folks, we're going to have to tear ourselves away from this very interesting colloquy between our guest Jim Dowson of the Knights Templar at ktorder.com and Paul Fromm. We would love to have you back, Jim, at any future show you want to appear on. We have 6 shows a week. You have an open ticket to come on any of our shows.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. I do appreciate it, my brother.
Well, so long, folks. It's been an honor for us tonight. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. So long
God
for now.
God bless you.
God bless.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.